So here's a question about kind of Atlas Shrugged and about what you should take away from Atlas Shrugged. So the question is, what was Ayn Rand's purpose for writing Atlas Shrugged? Do you think that getting inspired to help save this country after reading such a great novel is a misguided mission? So let's start with the purpose. Ayn Rand's primary purpose of writing Atlas Shrugged was to project her vision of the ideal man. She clearly articulated that her purpose in writing was to portray the ideal man. And she achieves that in Atlas Shrugged by portraying John Galt. And by portraying a whole variety of characters who represent the ideal in some aspect. So whether it's Dagny, whether it's Reardon, Francisco, Ragnar, they all represent a striving towards the ideal in some aspect of their life, in some aspect of their character, in the virtues that they exhibit. And they're all ideal men, all reflections of an ideal man. And that's her purpose. Her purpose is to create great heroes. Her purpose was to create a great story, an exciting story, a thrilling story that would really move you with great heroes. So her purpose is not didactic. Her purpose was not to teach you. Her purpose was not to change the world, not her primary purpose. Now, having said that, it's not that she didn't have a purpose, an educational change purpose. It just wasn't her primary purpose and certainly not her aesthetic purpose. But yeah, I mean, Ayn Rand said once that she wrote Atlas Shrugged to try to prevent it from happening. So she hoped that by people reading Atlas Shrugged and inspired by it and inspired by its heroes, that we would avoid getting in the situation that Atlas Shrugged portrays. And in that sense, she would change people's lives. And no, I don't think that it's a misguided mission to try to save this country, because by saving this country, you'll save yourself. You live in this country. I mean, there's no better country in the world, unfortunately. Or maybe there is, but even that country you'd have to fight for. There's no perfect country in the world. If there was, we should all move there. But as long as there isn't, we're stuck fighting. And life is a fraction of how good it could be if you lived in a laissez-faire, free, you know, objectivist culture. So fighting for such a culture, fighting against the culture and against the government and against the political system that we have today is in your self-interest, particularly as things get worse and worse and worse and worse. And life, a rational, value, striving, positive, successful life becomes harder and harder and harder. You have to fight for your future. So I don't think it's a misguided mission at all. I took it to one extent or another as part of my mission in life when I read Atlas Shrugged. And I think many people do, and I think that's a good thing. But remember that it has to be egoistic. It has to be in your self-interest. And that the primary thing about reading Ayn Rand is the inspiration it gives to your life to live the best life that you can live, to emulate the heroes in trying to be morally perfect and having pride and striving towards the ideal.